Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. Don't forget, coming up at 9, Mark and Kitchen here on 103.7 FM. Right now, back to the phone calls, 401-737-1287, the phone number. Mike's in Connecticut. Good morning, Mike. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope you guys are doing well.
You too, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, so I heard you guys talking about the high school sports opening up. Down here in Connecticut, it's at least it's kind of interesting because what they're doing, I guess, is they're completely eliminating any state tournament games. They're going to eliminate any, I don't know if you call it cross-conference games, I think, as of right now.
Right.
I referee soccer, and as of right now, it looks like they're going to keep everything regional and, like, even conference games. They're going to keep the travel to a minimum. So certain teams you might not normally play based off of size of the school, you may end up playing them anyway. So you could have a school that's much bigger in school population and boys' population and girls' population play at a school that has like a fifth of what they have, but because it's in the next town over, they're doing it like that. It's basically to limit down on the travel. We still technically don't know what's going to happen with regards to going back to school yet, whether it's going to be full-time with full masks and full garb or 50-50 or virtual with only sports after school. We don't know yet, but right now it's interesting what they're doing. I was kind of hoping they would flip-flop the fall and the spring sports so that football be in the spring and soccer be in the spring. And I think, Scott, you said baseball, softball, maybe cross-country or something could still be in the fall, because there's really no contact in any of those things.
Right.
But it's definitely interesting what they're doing. It sucks for the kids because what is the incentive right now? Usually when you play sports, you play to win your conference, to win a state championship. But there's no real incentive here other than just playing with your friends. What are they going to do? Are you going to see any of these kids opting out? Like, that's something that a lot of people haven't really thought of, but are you going to have some kids that are opting out? Because what if you're a college-level player? What if you're somebody that's going to be recruited? Are you going to want to play in what I guess you can call them meaningless games?
So I can I'll use my kids' school as an example because they had a Zoom meeting earlier this week, and they addressed this. So right now, Providence Country Day School is planning on doing in school, in class learning.
Yep.
Now they've submitted their plan to the state like every other school was supposed to. I think in the fall weather permitting, they're going to have classes outside.
Wow.
They are also, every class that is held, they're going to make sure the Wi-Fi and everything's good outside. They're going to make sure that every class that is held, whether it's in a classroom or outside or in the field house, whatever the case may be, while being socially distanced, will also include online. So if you have to take it virtually. So the message was, as a parent, if you're uncomfortable sending your child to school, they will have the option to participate in class remotely. Likewise, the same thing goes for athletics. If your son or daughter plays a certain sport and you're just not sure, PCD is a school that encourages students to play sports in each of the three trimesters. They want you to play a fall, a winter, and a spring sport. And if you don't feel comfortable, they understand. These are unique times we're dealing with right now. It's unlike anything else. So They understand it's going to be at the discretion of, you know, parents and families as to what they do with their children.
Right.
Well, here's the kicker that, and this is what I agree with, because when it comes down to it, everybody knows that in high school, the academics should be most important. If you opt out of any in-school learning, if we go back to school, whether it's half-time or full-time, and you opt out of in-school learning, you are also ineligible to play sports for that season because you are saying that you don't feel safe having your child be around other children, but you feel safe having them being able to play sports around other children. So that was another thing that they actually did that I agree with, and that you can't skirt the system so that your kid basically gets to stay home all day, be comfortable, and kind of like, you know, quote-unquote, learn online and kind of have an easier route depending on who it is, and then you, you know, go ahead and just play sports after school. So you don't get to have like the day off. So that's something they're doing that I agree with.
Me too.
Well, and like just again using my son and daughter's school as an example, somebody said, well, what happens if, you know, on a particular day, and thanks for the phone call, Mike, what happens if on a particular day, like, you know, a parent may have trouble, whatever, getting a kid to school, this or a kid, can they do remote learning one day as opposed to in class? And the head of school, I thought, gave a great answer. He said, you know what, to be honest with you, you know, we don't want it to be an either or convenience sake. If you're committed to in-class learning, we think you should, try to do everything you can. Whereas if you're, you know, wary of it, but not, it's not just, well, today it's inconvenient for me to take my son or daughter to school, so I'm going to have them just stay at home and learn remotely. No,
I think that gets complicated.
It's not. It shouldn't be something you flip on and off like a light switch at your discretion, I guess, is the message.
Right. No, and that gets complicated. It does. So that's. I think that's the right call too. You got to go one way or the other. But it's nice that you have those options. You know, I think that's a very feasible plan. I think every school needs to come up with their own plan like they are and just go from there. We'll see. I mean, it's, as you said, Scott, these are unique times. It really is. But you have to do everything you can to try to keep everybody safe, and that's all you can do.
So the NHL playoffs start this week, Coity.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Me too. I hope the Bruins come out and play well tomorrow. I want them to play well. Even if they were to lose tomorrow, I just want them to show up and play well from the get-go.
It's not going to quite have that feel that you would normally get of the Stanley Cup playoffs because there won't be, you know, the rabid crowds and, you know, type of atmosphere, the home ice advantage. But it'll be playoff hockey. Guys will be going hard on the ice.
Yeah, they will. And it's really fun. It'll be really fun to see. And again, I just hope the Bruins, they show up tomorrow. And then it sort of would lead into something nice for the postseason because we want some playoff hockey, man. We want playoff hockey. It's the best around here. We want it for a long time, as long as it can go.
All right, that'll do it for us. Don't forget, Mark and Kitchen come your way next. Want to thank Joey P. on the other side of the glass, Laura Minicucci for another award-winning show open. For Nick Coit, my name is Scott Cordishi. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cordishi and Coit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.